The hard-fought battle to enact national health reform was like plowing through clay ground. That's the description from South Central Federation of Labor President Jim Cavanaugh. The union supports reform, but calls it a first step.
And I want to assure everyone that the labor movement's ultimate goal is a much stronger and more universal health care system, but these great first steps are something that we will support.
The new law prohibits insurers from denying coverage to children with pre-existing conditions. One of them is the 6-year-old son of Tracy Wertinen of Appleton. She says he has a genetic condition that causes tumors to grow.
We are so happy that he can no longer be denied insurance coverage for a pre-existing condition, and we're also super happy that there's no cap.
The cap she refers to was a limit on lifetime health benefits. Another part of the law allows parents to carry children up to age 26 on their policies. Senator John Erpenbach of Middleton says this is very important.
I don't know any college students that actually graduate with money in their pocket. They're all broke. They're in debt. If something were to happen to them, such as cancer, such as a broken leg, you can add thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars more on top of that debt.
Some health insurers across the nation have raised premiums, blaming the increase on health reform requirements. However, Wisconsin's insurance commissioner says there's been little rate fluctuation on the mandated changes. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.